Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Getting down to the nitty-gritty, almost. High school football. Playoffs just around the corner. Districts going on. And we are joined on the Twin Peaks Senior Fuse hotline by Cake's Chris Lilly. Chris, kind of an overview of what you've seen so far. We'll get to the games that are coming up this weekend that kind of have got you interested. But last week and beyond, looking back on the season of high school, what are the things that stick out to you besides the obvious? We know Derby, we know Northwest. Any other nuggets in there that really have sparked your interest from the start of the season till now?
For me, it's been just the dominant defenses. You know, so much is put into offense these days, which, you know, rightfully so. But, you know, there's a handful of really, really, really good defenses in the area, whether it be, you know, you mentioned Derby or Mays is right up there with them. Even Northwest, the Grizzlies, they have really good defense, which we'll talk about a little bit in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's just there's so much of it, and they're dominant, and they get after the quarterback. They force turnovers, and it's a lot of fun to watch. It's kind of a good change of pace from, you know, being just a bunch of 40 to 38 games. There's pitch and shutouts, which I always like to see, a little throwback.
Which is a good dovetail segue, if you will, into our first game that we're paying attention to this weekend, Northwest and Heights. Does Heights have anything in this game for Northwest?
Anything, as I don't think they're going to win, but they'll be able to put some points up on them. Because, you know, Heights, they've played some really good football. They lost three straight to start out the year, but they've now won three straight. And they have a running back, Josh Sanders, who's an absolute beast. He's shifty. He's small. He's compact. He runs through a bunt tackler. So Northwest will have their hands full with him. But, you know, despite that slow start, they really weren't only in one game. So they've been competitive in every single game they've played in, except for one. But then, you know, I kind of mentioned that Northwest defense. A year ago, because I just wanted to see the improvement that they've made, a year ago they were giving up like 20.8 points per game, and now it's down to less than a touchdown, 6.8. So how about that? And that's a crazy difference, you know, going from two touchdowns, essentially. And that's something that'll last, you know, for them in the playoffs, which, you know, maybe will get them over that hump when it comes to the 5A state championship game. But, you know, it won't be necessarily, you know, Heights with the upset, but it'll be one of their closer games since, you know, week one for Northwest, where they beat Bishop Carroll in a close one, but they were still kind of figuring things out there. But, you know, it's fun to see Northwest with this defense that can really match up well with their offense, which they've been really good at for the last few years.
Wasn't it last year, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, Northwest and Bishop Carroll played that basketball score in the playoffs, like 77 to 60 or something like that.
Yeah, in the playoffs, it was like 130 something combined points.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone had the over in that game, right?
If you had over 101, you got it.
Insane.
One of the teams that can play defense in the Wichita area is Andover. And I don't know if there's maybe a team that's more snake bitten or hard luck, or whatever you want to call it, than Andover. And they play Andover Central in the Civil War or the Backyard Brawl or whatever you want to call it. It was 16-14 last year. And I would imagine more of the same this year. And you got Andover Central's offense against Andover's defense, and Andover is one of those teams that can really lock you down. Should be a decent game. Do you agree?
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be a good one. And, you know, you mentioned it's being snake-bitten. I think that's definitely a part of it, but some of it's their own doing because their offense just has not been able to get anything going, really, this year. They've
They lost to Arc City last week 9-6, so that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, and I don't know if haven't scored more than 20 points in any games so far this year, which is kind of surprising. But yeah, they've been able to lean on that defense, and that's been able to get them, you know, two wins and keep them in every single game that they've played in. But the Jags, they're coming off, you know, a huge win, or not a huge win, but they bounced back last week, you know, getting past Great Bend, and their offense has been awesome to watch this year. I'm pretty sure I've talked about it a few times, but they can throw it around the field. Shamari Parnell at quarterback is amazing. They've got Xavier Bell, the two-sport athlete, wide receiver, and they also have another guy on the other side, Matt Macy, who's also having a good year, wide receiver. And so I feel like this game is going to be a close one, maybe lower scoring, similar to last year, but I think it'll be Andover Central who gets by it. And it's kind of cool when you look back at last year when they won by two. It was kind of the beginning of a three-game win streak, so it kind of sparked them to get going and kind of, you know, set that foundation for this awesome year that they're having this season.
How much danger is there in Salina at Salina Central for Mays tonight or tomorrow?
Well, you asked me a similar question when it was Salina Central at the Derby, and I put too much, I think, emphasis in Salina Central's ability to run with them. But then, you know, because I thought they were initially going to be a good team, and then they started out 0-2. But you know, they've now won four straight, so it's like I knew what I was talking about initially. but I don't think, you know, it. Mays is awesome. They're really good. Like I said, they might be having, you know, they're one of the top two or three defenses in 5A. I think Northwest is the only defense that's given up less points than Mays. But Salina Central, you know, they have a good offense as well with Jackson Cavanaugh at quarterback. He's really good, and he's got some weapons around him. So it'll be interesting to see now that, you know, they've been able to get these four wins maybe against some lesser competition or some programs that are down this year. It'll be nice to see kind of what they learned from that Derby game where they got shut out against a good defense, and kind of what can they put towards this Mays game and maybe see, you know, the steps that they're taking to make it competitive. But I think this has the makings to be Mays's one of the more competitive games they've been in all year, because they've just blown out everyone they've played.
Chris Lilly from Cake TV. Before we move on, I'll make you put your money where your mouth is. How's this? Mays' closest game this season has been 37 points. So if I went Mays minus 37 against Salinas Central, who would you take? You going to take Central? Because that's what it sounds like.
I'm not going to take them yet. I'm not going to get full.
Even giving them 37? Come on, Chris, let's go.
Oh, my God, you're worse than us.
I wouldn't be shocked, by any stretch of the imagination. But until this Mays defense shows that they can't, but they have all the makings to do that. Yes.
Well, Mays only given up 40 points all year long. Here's one of the best stories in the city, as far as I'm concerned. Southeast and East, both these programs struggle mightily most of the time. A 4-5 season for either one of these schools normally signifies a good year. East has won four straight after losing the first two, including by 67 at Northwest. So the Blue Aces have an opportunity to finish the regular season at 6-2. Both these programs, I think, need to take a bow, especially East.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's been one of the good feel-good stories of the season for both of them. The East really minus that Northwest game. I think that kind of kicked them into shape a little bit. They're like, okay, you know, we could be good, but we still have some work to do. Mm-hmm. And they have some really good playmakers, Daylon Jones, Sequoy Patterson at wide receiver. Those guys make insane catches every single week. And you mentioned, yeah, the last time the East had more than four wins was back in 2012, and that was five. So they're, you know, just one away from getting to that total. And Southeast, you know, a new head coach and Taylor Counts, and they've been playing really, really good football, 3-3, but they're just two possessions away from being 5-1, which is pretty insane because their two losses were by one score. So yeah, I think it'll be a fun game, a lot of points on the board, and they both have really, really good playmakers, so could see some awesome highlight plays when these two face off on Friday.
Kind of a revenge game for Southeast too. They got beat by 41 when these two teams got together last year, so figures to be closer than that coming up on
for
Friday.
Sure.
All right, Chris, where's Cake going to be, generally speaking? 6, 7, 8 games, and where can we expect to see you guys?
Yep, yeah. We'll will be at all these four games that we kind of talked about today: Northwest, Heights, Andover Central, Andover, Mays, South Carolina Central, East, Southwest, and that's kind of Clearwater, Andale, and then tonight as we get, you know, our final list of shooters and everything for the week. But yeah, it'll be an exciting week as we kind of get inch closer and closer to the playoffs, which is exciting. Bad news is it looks like it might be like our first real rainy Friday, which we kind of escaped that this year, but knock on wood.
All right, Chris, thanks. Yeah. Good to catch up. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks guys.
Chris.
Okay, Chris Lilly from, Lilly from Cake TV. We did not include Jad's bunch, Clearwater. Only once beaten. They lost to Cheney. Certainly no shame in that. They've done it
most of
it without their starting quarterback. Tanner Cash got hurt. So they are once beaten and playing Andale. Ah. So there's your bad news.
Yeah.
Good news, bad news. Clearwater's playing good, but they got to play Andale.
You got to play them. You're going to have to
gotta
at some point.
Play them sometime.
Yeah.
Yep. Last year, Andale 55, Clearwater 6.
Yikes.
Ooh.
And that just goes to show you the cavernous difference. It seems like we talk about this all the time. In 3A, between Andale and everybody else, 6A with Derby and everybody else. But 5A, that's – and I think we talked about this – I don't know if we talked about this last week or maybe it was me internalizing, but Northwest, Bishop Carroll, Mays South, all those teams in 5A that – they can't all – I mean, it's kind of a collision
course. 5A's loaded.
Yeah, they're going to cannibalize themselves by the time we crown a state champion. That's kind of too bad. I mean, you got dynastic teams in 3A and 6A, and then you got a whole bunch of good teams in 5A. But I guess you got a chance to put up or shut up. That's what the playoffs are for.
Is there not a 4A team in the area that is at least the scaring state at all?
Would that be Andover Central?
Yeah, I think they're 4A, right?
Yeah. Hang on. Okay. I'll find out for you. I'll give you give you something to chew on in 4A here. Stand by.
Yeah, because I mean, I think Derby's probably the favorite in 6A, basically from what I've been able to discern from the northeast part of the state.
Yeah. If you want to go statewide, Pittsburgh High is good again. In 4A.
Usually
But Andover Central, they play, oh my gosh.
They're playing Andover,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris said, and I believe him, and I tend to agree, Andover Central probably should win that game.
Rivalry game.
True. Are they the cream of the crop in 4A? I guess that's the question.
I mean, I guess around in the area, I think they're probably – aren't they the best 4A team?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I think that's
– Andale's clearly the best 3A team.
Yes, clearly.
And you got a bunch of 5A people that are just clawing at one another.
Yep.
And Derby is kind of into a league of its own in 6A.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But
all right.
That's why they play the games, as Chris Berman once said. So maybe make liars out of us all, and of course just one key injury from one of those teams or another,
yeah,
and that'll bring you right back down
true
to
that.
Earth. So
true that.
All right.
All right. We'll get to OTD coming up in just a moment. It is October 17th. It happened on this day in sports history, and it's courtesy of our friends from Superior Rent. Superior Rent, your equipment rental headquarters at 21st and Ridge, out on Wichita's west side. Superior Rent's bringing you OTD coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.